This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I'm troubled by the trend that I see in our culture of canceling anything that's not politically correct. This applies to many conservatives, but it's also applying to Christians. And the latest person for it to happen to is Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, the author of The Harbinger and more recently Harbinger 2, when he issued a prophetic message to President Biden. I'm going to tell you the story about it, and I'm going to urge you to help us get around the censorship of Google and YouTube by getting out this powerful video. We've already reported it on Charisma News. This podcast will have a link, and the article that we do with it will have a link. We need your help to get this out. Please stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
What happened to Jonathan Cahn, I think, is terrible, and that's why I'm doing this podcast and why we're reporting it on charismanews.com. Jonathan, I believe, is one of the most powerful prophetic voices in our nation, and he doesn't go around predicting elections. In fact, he stays out of the political realm almost entirely. But he issued a very powerful video that went up last Monday, January 25th, and within 24 hours, it had 500,000 views. We think, we speculate that the algorithms picked it up and maybe even recommended it, and it continued to grow. By the end of Tuesday, it was over 1 million. Then somebody must have decided that it was too political or something. They posted it. It was called Jonathan Cahn, Prophetic Message to Joe Biden, and after it broke a million, things started to happen. It had disappeared. It looked almost as if it had never existed. By this time, many others had reposted the video on their sites, but they were new enough or small enough that they weren't touched by the ban. This also included a prominent posting by someone who had recorded the video on their cell phone. It was very, very poor quality, but this is what many people were doing, and that's what they're getting and turning it all the right way. When Jonathan Cahn's ministry tried to find out the next day what had happened, they couldn't seem to get anywhere. And, you know, when you would Google the name, other videos would come up. But the one that was missing was Jonathan Cahn, Prophetic Message to Joe Biden. Yet the video was on Jonathan Cahn's YouTube page. You could get to it if you already had a link, the kind that we put into our newsletter. But there was a message on there, something about, you know, that Joe Biden was the president, and it wasn't all about vote fraud. I'm looking for it now. I have it written down here somewhere. But, you know, the thing is, it was not about voter fraud. He talked about George Washington and some of the things that were said when George Washington was first inaugurated in 1789. He talked about some of the things that were in the Harbinger and Harbinger 2. And then he gave a message to President Biden. But somehow people think this isn't okay, so they do shadow banning. Now, if you look up what shadow banning is, it's when they don't totally eliminate it, but they make it so you kind of can't get there unless you have the link. You know, there can be covert censorship, which has far-reaching ramifications. One is that they not only ban the video, so that it's banned, censored, blacklisted without realizing it or having any idea of what is manipulated behind the scenes. It comes to what can be done to believers in the future without their knowing it. So in other words, if they totally banned it, the person involved would sort of know that immediately. You kind of find out by accident what's happening. And I guess they also can say that they're not actually censoring the message. You know, it'd be like the authorities wanting to shut down a church, but not actually destroying the church or blocking access to it, directly so they can say, well, these people have religious freedom. But then later on, you find out that every single road leading to the church and every sign pointing in that direction had been taken down so nobody could get there. So what are we to do? First of all, we need to pray because this is very serious. You know, there has been objections to the gospel going all the way back, of course, to the first century. We've talked about that before. There has been more and more resistance to the gospel the last several decades. But in the last week or so, or certainly in the last month, you know, these tech giants have banned President Trump, Mike Lindell. They've come against some of the materials that are put out by Focus on the Family. Our article goes into this in more depth than I am right now. And I was just shocked that this happened with Jonathan Cahn. He has never really been controversial. He's never been a lightning rod in any way. But he speaks things that really America needs to take heed to. So we need your help. And apparently, if people post the link themselves, they're not canceling it everywhere. So I encourage you to post this on your Facebook page or copy the literal link and post it separately on your Facebook page. And if tens and maybe hundreds of thousands of people would do this, it would continue to grow. After it was shadow banned, when it was right around 1 million views in just barely over 24 hours, it's only gone up to about 1.2 million since then. We need this to go viral. We also need to figure out ways that we can get around this censorship that's happening and probably will happen more and more. We actually need some new platforms. My view is that Congress needs to break up these monopolies, and we need to let them know that this is not acceptable. We need to not just quietly, passively go along with this and let them snuff out our opinions, our voice, and certainly not our Christian faith. Apparently, people on the left, and I, you know, maybe that's not the way to refer to it, but they're people who, in my opinion at least, are anti-God. You know, if you have faith in your heart and you want to believe in something, you know, if you want to believe in the tooth fairy or, you know, some non-Christian God, you know, that's fine. But once you start speaking out, once you start trying to influence the way that people live, you know, the problem is that we are in the way of things going totally left, where anything goes, any kind of, you know, what the Bible would call perversion. It's the gospel, it's the Bible, it's the Christians who stand in their way. And so one by one by one, they're trying to pick us off. And as I've said in other podcasts, my concern is that they'll intimidate Christians into silence to where we just go along with all this stuff and think that it's just absolutely inevitable. So I'm going to put this on my own Facebook page. I post very few things. I'm kind of over it as far as Facebook is concerned. But I'm going to post it myself. I'm going to get other people to post it. And we're going to try to get the word out. We need to get this word out. The article will, of course, have the video itself. As I said, it was printed, a transcript was printed verbatim on charismanews.com. You can go there and check it out. So thank you for helping us. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. We need your help. So that's why I did this podcast. That's why we're publishing the story. God bless you. Let's all stand together and just believe that somehow something good is going to come out of this. This is Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's the Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.